Hello.
Hi, good evening. This is Joseph Monet. I'm calling with National Opinion Surveys. Just conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community as well as the nation. Can you help me with this?
About what?
Well, you know, two questions about what's going on in your community as well as the nation. Is this Ginger I'm speaking with?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you in this place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling your cell phone. You want to make sure we make this quick as possible. We really appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone in your household work? does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay.
No.
And you are 18 or older and registered to vote, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or chances are 50-50, or you probably will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
74.
Okay. And just to make sure we're representing everybody, ma'am, please ask your race. White, Caucasian, African American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed, including Hispanic, Latino, mixed,
Caucasian.
Black. Okay. And thinking about direction, thinking about the direction the country is headed, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which the direction of the country is headed?
Scared to death.
Okay, would that
say
so very dissatisfied then, or just dissatisfied?
Oh, I'd say very.
Okay. And I would like to rate your feeling towards about some people, organizations, and using or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 meaning very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means very cold, unfavorable, and 50 meaning not particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, just say so. Public school teachers, what would you give them to 0 to 100?
I would say 90.
Okay. How about the critical race theory, or CRT?
I don't even know what that is. You want to tell me?
I'm not sure either.
but from what I hear, it isn't good. It's killing. It's like glossing over slavery or something.
Okay. How about Joe Biden? What would you give him?
Oh, well, bless his heart. I guess he's done the best job possible, 90, for what he's got to work with.
94? 90. Oh, 90. I'm sorry. How about public schools generally?
Oh, they need help. They're just stupid. They keep trying California tries something, and then when they get through with the books, Arkansas buys them. That's crazy.
Wow. Okay. What would you give them?
Oh... Well, they're trying. I'm going to give them 65 for trying.
Okay. How about the American Federation or Teachers? The American Federation of Teachers, or AFT.
American Federation of Teachers. Have you heard of that? Nope. Unknown here.
All right. How about your local school board?
I know them. Rank them?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, let's do 49.
Okay. How about Black Lives Matter or BLM?
Well, let's see. I like that, but I like All Lives Matter. Oh, I don't care what color you are. You know, life is important.
Definitely, definitely. What would you give them?
Okay, I'll say 70.
Okay. How about Donald Trump?
Well, it will come up with a big zero there.
Okay. How about public charter schools?
Oh, gee. I think they probably mean well. Most of, I don't know. I really don't know that much about them. Carrie, okay. How would you rank public charter schools, like 1 through 100? 45?
I understand. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Ooh, I think there are some really good ones and there are really bad ones. You know, the funding is all cockeyed.
Mm-hmm.
So you do the best you can with what you get.
Okay.
These are kind of repetitious, you know, public school teachers, public schools, charter schools, go on.
Okay. So, I mean, what would you rate them? I mean, excellent, good, just fair, or poor overall?
Schools, just public schools?
Yeah, just public schools.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And would you say that public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
I think they're worse right now because of the pandemic. That really threw a wrench in it, see? So what I say can be interpreted, you know, so many ways. You get to take notes at the bottom?
No, not at all. I just rate how your feelings is towards, that's all. I don't take any notes for anything.
I'll say it again. I'll try it again.
Okay. Well, how about this one? Some people view education as means to prepare students for life. Now, generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics from the scale of 0 to 10. 10 meaning means public schools prepare them very well. 5 means they prepare them somewhat. And 0 means they do not prepare them at all regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, become more organized and have structure.
I'll say 9.
Okay. How about, provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting?
Okay, I'd give them a 9 again. I mean, they have, bookkeeping.
How about help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market?
Maybe a little bit lower on that one. Let's go to 60.
Okay.
I don't know if you're gifted in it, you know. It's out there if that's what you want. You're just talking public schools. Okay. And that's also colleges.
Yeah, public schools in general. So did you give them a 6? 70. Okay, so 70.
Oh.
A 7.
Yeah.
0 to 10.
Okay. Go back to the smaller scale. Okay.
So we'll give them a 6 or a 7? Where are we at?
I give them a 7.
Okay. And how about truthfully understand all the American history, the good and the bad?
Oh, they don't know anything anymore. Not about that. Okay. 3.
Okay. How about our responsibilities and democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting?
Okay. I'll say 7.
7, okay. How about embrace American values and to be a proud American citizen?
Well, that covers a whole bunch. You know, that's hard to... Well, I think they try. I'll say a 7 again.
Okay. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public schools education?
Oh, no. Zero. Uh-uh.
Not enough? Okay.
Not enough.
Have you attended a local...
on sports, you know? And yeah. I'm for sports, but they need to spread it out. Put it into the arts.
Okay. Now, have you attended a local... Okay. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay. And have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Just a little.
Okay.
I heard that what they say is, you know, is that they try and point out all the skills that the blacks were taught while they were in slavery. I thought, oh, my God.
So as you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRTs, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Do you agree or disagree with that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. And now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Just a little, really. Okay. There's a big glob of things that they're trying to get cut out now. Mm. So.
Okay. Now tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, which those who aren't popular might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Okay. Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. Strongly.
Okay. What about teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children? Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I agree. They should not be able to.
Okay.
Parents.
Okay. So would you say strongly or somewhat on this one?
Strongly.
Okay. And how about public schools should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable?
Oh, what a crock. They need to know it.
Okay.
I disagree. Strongly, of course. The truth is the truth.
Definitely. And now I'm going to read a list of ideas that people say would help improve the quality of public schools for each one. Tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. First one is increasing teacher pay.
Strongly go for it. They should. I agree strongly. They should be more.
All right. How about raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements?
I strongly agree with that.
Okay.
They're going the other way. You know, how can they expect education to get better?
Okay. How about teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation?
We already went that way over that. And I said that I strongly agree with teaching it.
Okay. How about removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. How about adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools?
Whew. don't know. I don't know. You know, that's like a catch 22. You're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
I hear you. Would you say you still support it or still oppose it or don't know?
We sure haven't heard of many of those guys helping. You know, it's always been when the local cops get there. Nobody that's already there. Those guys are hiding.
Okay. So, okay, so what would you
kind of agree. Kind of, very slightly, ever so slightly. I really...
Okay. Well, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum kit for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add Black Studies in unit to the K through 12 school curriculum? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
I think it ought to be across the board, you know, if we're going to do it for Blacks. I don't think anybody has taught about my family. Not really. Better do it for the Asians and everybody. I mean, the cross sections, you know, the Eskimos, Chinese, whatever. If it were across the board, instead standing, you know, sticking it out, or I want an amalgamation. I don't want it just be black and white.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to recognize all differences as worthy.
Okay.
And all is not worthy. Good and bad and all of them.
Yes. So would you like somewhat support or somewhat oppose or?
Somewhat support. I believe in honesty it should be included. They should include, you know, the migration of the Asians too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the Hispanics.
Okay, great, great. And going to read some arguments that others might make. Wait, I'm going to read some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each of the scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning you find a very convincing argument. 5 meaning somewhat convincing argument. 0 means not convincing at all argument. You can use anywhere from 0 to 10. The first argument says...
Okay.
History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say it's too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
Okay, that was a great long one that I kind of got lost in. The truth is the truth. That is what should be taught. Not the whitewash, like you said. I don't agree with the whitewash.
So would you, from 0 to 10, what would you, 10 being very convincing and 0 not at all convincing, what would you rate this one from 0 to 10?
Okay, now I'm lost again on which way... What, it was so long I got lost in there. I told you. So,
yeah, no worries.
I don't think they should whitewash it. But the way I learned is pretty much whitewashed, you know, a long time ago. I think that it needs to be more open. I mean, we've got to include Vietnam, too.
Mm.
You know,
yeah, I understand. Okay. So would this be like one of those arguments that's, you know, somewhat convincing? Argument, or would you say very convincing?
Is the question whether I think they should teach the truth?
Mm-hmm.
I want them to teach the truth. Definitely.
Okay.
You know, the only time we hear about the Native Americans is that they shared turkeys and deer with us for Thanksgiving. You know, woo-wee. Boy, that's awful.
I understand. So what would you rate this one from 0 to 10?
Well, I ask you, is it, do I agree? See, I don't know what it is. Is it saying, if I agree, am I saying I want it whitewashed? Or if I agree a bunch, is it saying that I don't think it should be whitewashed, I think it should be actual, factual?
Okay, well, I mean, it says when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that it says too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. So these attempts to rewrite history not only diminish injustice experienced by generations of Americans.
Okay, I agree with that. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So yes, we should fight back and get it put right.
Okay, so it's very convincing then. Is that right?
I don't know.
all right. And for those who fear that kids those who fear kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender. Again, indoctrinated about race and gender in the schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations and learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. Okay, very convincing. Okay. Now, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and in 2023, they're likely to break the record again. Now, most of the books targeted included LGBTQ characters, including of color, discussing themes of racism. We know from history that Roald Dahl's Trinity starts with censorship and books banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books.
Agree.
Okay.
Big
very convincing. Okay. And sometime over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teaching critical thinking skills require that teachers challenge students with an alternative points of view. Even those who aren't popular, it might take some uncomfortable.
True. 10.
Strongly agree. Okay.
Teachers
are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Strongly agree.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, just a few questions for our statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling you completed? The 1 through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's, postgraduate?
Some postgraduate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Retired.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Okay.
A couple.
And regardless. regardless how you have freely voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended public schools in the last 10 years?
In the last 10 years? No. I mean, I have nieces and nephews.
Okay. Well, do you have a child who attended charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
Let's see. No.
Okay. And thinking about your approach on political issues, you describe yourself as liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative.
Probably depends. I'm in the middle. Sometimes I'm liberal. It depends on what it is.
Okay. So would you say like more moderate then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Moderate.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Once a week. It's summer.
Once a week? Okay.
Yeah.
Experiment one moment. For each of the following, tell me description of, please tell me if it applies to you personally or someone in your household. Is a born again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
In my house?
Yeah, does that apply correspondent or no. Just in your household or does it not apply?
Does not apply.
Okay, how about as an educator such as a teacher, professor, or class aide?
In my home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. And what would you describe the area you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Okay. Okay, well, this concludes our survey. Oh, wow, okay. Small town, I like small towns. Okay, well, this concludes our survey for this evening. Thank you so much for your help. Really appreciate that. And have a wonderful evening. Take care.
You too. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I will need it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.